This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, the top stories of the day. And I'm just kind of rehashing yesterday's story because we had a lot to go over. But Jaylen Brown, of course, we know will not be a Denver Nugget. He will be a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers are sending Paul George two first-round picks, 2028, 2031, and two second-round selections, 28, 2030. Wow. So they're offloading the Paul George contract, too. Just incredible. The guy was gettable. He was gettable. Nuggets are going to run it back, aren't they? They're going to run it back with maybe LeBron James. Yes, Michael.
I was going to say, does that upset you?
That they're going to run it back with maybe LeBron James would be the big addition? It doesn't make me happy. It doesn't, you know. I always used to say I wanted to see Tim Tebow stay in the league. I just didn't want to see him play for the Broncos. Because I rooted for the guy. I did. But the fan base division, the chaos, it annoyed the crap out of me. But I wanted that circus to be somewhere else. Now, I'm not comparing Tim Tebow and LeBron James, obviously. I don't want LeBron James to retire. He's a great story. He's still great at his age. It's amazing. I just don't know that I necessarily want that to be the thing. It's different than when Peyton Manning came to Denver. It is, because, I mean, it's Peyton Manning. And he was still at his, you know, he had the neck surgeries, but I think still people believed he was still at his prime. And Denver needed a quarterback desperately.
And they tried to get another controversial one. That fell through.
The Nuggets don't need another star. They do need another all-star type player. And I don't know that LeBron is he quite there anymore? He's still good. He's still damn good. And if you can get him for $3 million, it's really hard for me to make an argument. I mean, I keep saying no, and everyone's like, why? And I'm like, well, if he does it for $3 million, fine. Yes, sure. But then I'm asked the question, well, why wouldn't you want to pay him regular money, which Sean Keeler told us yesterday is probably worth around, you know, $22 million. I don't want to pay I wouldn't want the Nuggets to mess with the second apron and stuff for him. I would want them to mess with the second apron stuff for a young, upcoming potential talent in Peyton Watson. People say, well, you'd rather have Peyton Watson over LeBron James. And for the long haul, yeah. I'm looking at the five-year span. If assuming Joker signs his five-year contract, I'm looking at what this team can do to get another title or two. And I don't necessarily believe that today you put LeBron on this team as is. Marvin Bagley included. They did pick up Marvin Bagley. They signed him to a one-year deal. He's a power forward / center, 6'10", 235. He was a number two overall pick in 2018. He went ahead of the guy that we heard the Nuggets were interested in and trying to make a move for was with Sacramento and Luka Doncic. And Marvin Bagley went ahead of him. I think he was the number two overall pick that year, whatever year that was. Was that 2018? He's an all right player. I'm not like, oh, come on, who's that? But I'm also kind of like, is that going to be the move? Is that the move? Or it might be that could be the move and LeBron. The more I see moves happening and the Nuggets not being a part of those moves, either the reality of LeBron James becoming a Nugget is settling in, or the reality of Denver really just saying, we believe our healthy, if our roster's healthy, that's good enough. That could be setting in too.
And I could believe that argument, looking at how they played in the regular season before the injuries. Then the injuries happen. They don't have a full team, that maybe they don't gel as well. I can understand that argument.
Yeah.
So,
Faith texting in, I just don't think him coming to Denver and his whole documentary is a big enough storyline and exciting enough for him. Not like he went back to Cleveland, Miami, or even to Golden State to make sort of an old man run with the Warriors. Here's the question then. Is coming to Denver to play sidekick to Joker sexier than going home to Cleveland or signing on with one of his long-term friends, Steph Curry, in Golden State and getting them back, like the old guys reunite to get one more title before the dynasty that is Steph Curry and Steve Kerr's Golden State Warriors goes away? If I'm LeBron, and now he says, we're hearing all the reports indicate that he wants to go somewhere that gives him a good shot at a title. Denver, I would say, when I say window feels like it's closing, don't misunderstand me. They're still a top 5-6 team in the league. But the difference between top 2 and 3, which would be, if we're just looking at the West, Spurs, Thunder, I think there's a pretty large gap. I don't know that LeBron closes that gap. He could. He very well could. More on that in a second. How about this story? Tim Hardaway Jr., former Nugget, he's going to go to Miami. He signed a much better deal than what he signed with last year. But Tim Hardaway Jr., well, his dad, of course, was one of the Miami Heat's legends, Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway Jr., wears number 10. He's not going to be allowed to wear number 10 because his dad will not allow the number to be retired. His father, Tim Hardaway Sr., said he isn't letting his retired number come back into circulation for the Heat. He said, my legacy is my legacy, and he's doing it his way. Even though he likes to wear 10, he loves to wear 10, but that is not coming down from the rafters. Boy, that is... I get it, but man, that's cold. That's sticking with, you know, the whole greatness conversation, taking that to another level. Is that cold? Or is that actually kind of good parenting? You got to earn it, man. I'm not going to take my jersey out of retirement for a player that's good but not great. Like, what if Tim Hardaway Jr. was LeBron status, like that good? Would he then say, yeah, you earned it?
Oh, probably.
Yeah?
I mean, this kind of surprises me, but there are a lot of big egos in sports.
I know, but it's kind of cool. Like, it'd be kind of cool to say, all right, I'll bring it down for as long as he's with the Heat. You know, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a funny story. Just an interesting story, I should say.
If it was me and I was like this huge legend of a team, and someone really good is going to come to that team or wants to come to that team and wear that number, I'm going to do like what Frank Trepuka did. And I'm going to be like, sure, wear the number. I don't care. Want victories.
Yeah, but okay, take the father-son dynamic out of it. If Tim Hardaway Jr., they weren't related. They just happen to have the same name. He wants that jersey number, and he calls you and says, hey, would you mind unretiring it during my time with Heat? I would totally laugh at that, Mike. And that would be cool. Like, you know, Terrell Davis' number isn't retired, but Philip Lindsay called Terrell Davis to ask if he could wear number 30.
No, Sean Marino called Darren Williams' mom and asked.
So, and again, that's kind of a different thing, I get. And it was respectable both ways. But if this was just a random player asking to wear number 10, not random, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a good three-point shooter. He's a role player, though. He's never been much more than a role player on a team. So, well, a little bit more maybe, or in his early days. But for the most part, that's kind of defined his career. If we heard this story and said, no, Tim Hardaway's not going to let that come out of retirement, we'd move on and whatever. But it's like, dude, that's your son, who's a pretty good player. But, probably not the biggest deal in the world. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. He said, Chris says, I'm sure Joker wants a documentary team following him around. Steph Curry and his posse would love the limelight. So let's think about this. One of the big reasons we believe, or I believe, that Joker wouldn't be one of those guys to jump to an East or West Coast team, like you see with guys that become really good and their celebrity starts to get big. Well, Carmelo Anthony goes to New York, that kind of thing. Joker doesn't seem to like all that stuff. He doesn't enjoy doing interviews. In fact, the fact that Mike Singer got to sit down with him and take all the notes and learn about his life and write a book was still surprising. That's why I love the book, because you're not going to get a lot of that. When you do hear Joker open up, and a lot of times those are to Serbian reporters, when he talked about how Josh Kroenke told him that they were going to move on from Michael Malone, fascinating. But you're so shocked to see those because you don't see them often, partly because Joker doesn't have interest in that. If LeBron is a Denver Nugget, Joker is going to be asked about LeBron James all the time, and not just by reporters. If they're doing a documentary around LeBron James, don't you think the documentary would want to feature a three-time MVP and get his thoughts a lot throughout the course of the season on what's happening with LeBron and his final season? Don't you think they're going to want to bug the crap out of him and all and any of the players, but especially Joker?
Yeah. And it would rub a lot of people the wrong way if in that documentary Joker's saying a couple of words and everybody else is on it.
Yeah, he might not want to do it.
People in Denver will understand. Yeah, he's just a laid-back guy. He doesn't.
But they're going to have, Mike, they're going to have random shooting days where there's just cameras at practice. There's cameras heading to the stadium for his first game. Like the first game, that's going to be episode one probably. Or episode one would probably be him signing with the Nuggets. Episode, you know, part of that. And then halfway through, we get to the first game. There's going to be footage of him going to the game. And then it's going to be pregame and him warming up and him and Joker cutting it up on the side. And then postgame, they're going to cover some of that stuff too, win or lose. Probably mid-season, you do some more episodes on the season, a few things like that. But then the playoffs are going to be heavily documented. Does Joker want that? He's about winning. But he's never dealt with that. He's dealing with fame. He's famous. But he's the most quiet superstar you'll ever know. And I mean, name any other big time guy that's won multiple MVP awards and a title now that's as quiet as Nikola Jokic. You don't, there isn't one.
The closest I can come would be Barry Sanders. He won one title, one MVP.
But he didn't.
He didn't talk a lot.
He didn't win a title.
He won an MVP.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't win a title. Yeah, that's the closest I can compare. Yeah,
and I get that. And Barry Sanders, that's a good comparison, but Barry and NFL is always different too. Barry's one of many great running backs and stuff. Joker is kind of in that territory now where he's like one of a few. Overall, not position players, just overall. I just don't like it. I don't like it. And it'd be a year. So is this boom or bust? I think I'm not just saying this personally because I don't necessarily want this to happen for Denver. I think it makes more sense with him in Golden State. Steph Curry's larger than life. Nikola Jokic is not larger than life. Curry is obviously one of the great basketball players of all time, but also a larger than life presence. He's on tons of commercials. He's a face of the NBA. That would make a ton of sense to see. And those guys are friends, man. I'm not saying LeBron and Joker are enemies, but let's not forget LeBron didn't pick Joker. And when they did their goofy little all-star thing, when you had to pick team, Joker was like the last picked when they did that. It was like they had a captain and a captain. LeBron was one of the captains. I don't remember who the other captain was. And they went through and picked everybody. Joker was the last picked.
I mean, did they pick their friends first?
They picked who they thought they could have a better chance probably hanging out and winning an all-star game with.
Yeah, and Jokic, you're not going to be hanging out with him.
Joker's actually funny, but to certain people, when he opens up. So the Nuggets have reached out. Kroenke has a relationship with LeBron. They're friends. They know each other well. LeBron has a lot of respect for Josh Kroenke. They hang out. So they called. Josh probably called his cell phone. My guess. And so like GoPoke says, do you want a championship or not? How many championships has LeBron won with the Lakers? And which one was that?
The easiest, one with an asterisk.
The weirdest one to win. Yeah, the weirdest one. And at his age, do you really think plug LeBron James in? This starting lineup, Jamal Murray, Peyton Watson, LeBron James, Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic. 3 years ago, that lineup is pretty scary. 5 years ago, that's pretty scary. Christian Brown and Cam Johnson coming off the bench first. Well, and obviously you got Marvin Bagley now, too, who would come off the bench. I think I'm saying no. I had more energy on the trade Jamal Murray for Jaylen Brown thing, but I don't have a lot of energy on this. If he does it for $3 million, who am I to argue that? I guess I can't. I do worry about the documentary stuff. Because I heard someone say yesterday, I've been watching so many different podcasts on this, he's not going to make your team worse. Would the documentary stuff be an unnecessary distraction? That 10 years from now, you look back and we do the tell-all when the Nuggets sit down and Joker's like, yeah, having those cameras all over the place, if they could find him, actually kind of distracted us from the main mission.
The one thing that I would think might bring LeBron to Denver is if he wanted to be, okay, I'm the first Hall of Famer to win four championships, one
but he could do
with
that,
each team.
He could do that with Golden State. He wouldn't do it with Cleveland because he's already won one with them, but the longer this goes, the more of a reality it looks like. You know, it looks like it could be a thing, but I don't know. 23.
Well, if he goes to Denver, then hopefully they win a championship and he gets that.
Yeah,
little...
and that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. You got your second championship, but then you got your LeBron fans. You're welcome, Denver. We got you your second one. You needed us. You needed LeBron. Speaking about like he's a... like multiple people. 23 minutes after the hour. What did we learn coming up next? We'll send it over to Rockies broadcast coming up. We're carrying the Rockies this afternoon, of course, and we'll see if the Rocks can put together another dub and at least tie the series because they already lost the first two against the Marlins. We'll be right back.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
What did we learn on this short version of the show today? We learned that, the Nuggets, they did do something their front office is, they're alive. They signed Marvin Bagley III, former second round or second pick overall from Duke. Not a great defensive player, but...
Neither the rest of the Nuggets, eh?
Yeah, but they're not getting any better defensively, eh? We also learned from Kevin Lytle that John Weber has big ambitions, and he's not going to sugarcoat it. He says, we are a power school, whether you agree or disagree with that, which I don't agree with today, but I want them to be, and I want my athletic director to want them to be and to say that they are. I don't want him to say that. What do you guys think? So I didn't have any issue with that. Also, Derbs educating us on red cards and yellow cards and all the fun things that go along with the World Cup. Michael, what did you learn today?
I prefer flags, actually. I learned that CSU, they do have a replica of that trophy, possibly made of vibranium or dilithium crystals.
You didn't learn that. You just said something dumb.
I feel like dilithium crystals would be a lot more expensive, although it is Star Trek and they don't believe in money.
You ready for the big day tomorrow, Mike? Big hot
dog. What's going on tomorrow?
Eating contest. One. Okay, so we'll be live 11 to 2, but the contest starts at 1. I'm in it. Brian Gary and Tanner Schwinn are just eviscerating me, talking mad trash. So I got to bring them down. I'm going to go 2-0 against Good Morning NoCo, man. They'll never hear the end of it when I do this.
Can I make my pick?
Yeah, you can. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. But it's Thursday.
Okay.
And Mike.
Here we go.
Between with, Brian Gary
with
and
with the
Brady
pick Hall. Of the hot dog contest.
Okay.
No, you're going to lose.
Oh, crap.
Not going to be number one. But you know that.
Oh, you think I'm losing overall. Okay.
You're losing overall.
I can accept that.
But here's the thing. Can Brian eat more hot dogs?
That's the question.
Than you?
Yeah, that's the question.
And the answer is absolutely he will beat you.
No, I hate you.
I'm sorry, but it's going to happen.
I hate you. Rockies are next. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.